Good morning. Today I want to talk to you about how to face the storms of life. And our teaching is going to come from Mark chapter 4. Just prior to the passage I want to read, we have Jesus teaching the crowd parables. And the two parables just prior to this story is the parable that talks about the seed growing, and then also the parable of the mustard seed. And so here in our passage, we have it starting out by saying, on that day. And if you're following Mark's gospel, it's on that day of teaching and also earlier healing. And so here we go. On that day, when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was, and other boats were with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves were breaking into the boat, so that the boat was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" And he awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said to them, "Why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great fear and said to one another, "Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" They had just gone through a storm, and what I hear in Jesus is the question to them, "Where is your faith?" I think when we're in the midst of a storm, it's good to take inventory of our resources. And we often forget that our faith is our greatest resource. And it's a good time to just think about our faith and the strength that it can be. I think of a hymn, "My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other is sinking sand." And that's a good reminder to me. Other hymns, modern songs. I love Christian songs because so many times they say a truth that I need to be reminded of. And so that's why I enjoy listening to Christian music so much, because I need strength every day. In a sense, I face storms every day. I think you would agree that life is just one storm after another, that there's little challenges and big challenges, and sometimes we face insurmountable challenges. And we say, "Where am I going to get the strength to face this?" And I think that's what we're experiencing as we read this passage. If you're identifying with the disciples, is they're going through what they think is an insurmountable challenge, because these guys are fishermen. You know, they know about storms, but this was a storm that was causing them to fear that they were perishing because the water was coming inside the boat, and Jesus was apparently sleeping on a cushion and didn't even know that this was going on, at least from their perspective. You know, sometimes maybe God does test our faith. They had just been through a lot of teaching about faith. It's kind of like, "Lord, give me patience." And then you all of a sudden run into a lot of situations where you have to be patient. Be careful what you pray for. But the Lord's going to cultivate the nature and character of Christ in us through real life times and real life events. And sometimes we go through things that we don't want to go through. And we can't say, "Well, God caused this to happen," but we know that God is with us as we go through it and is encouraging us to respond through faith and with Christ-like responses. And that's why, you know, in faith, we are sowing seeds of the kingdom. You know, we're sowing the seeds that become the fruit of the Spirit, you know, and sometimes we don't see that those seeds are taking root, but that was what one of the parables was all about, was God makes the seed grow. And we just need to continue on in faith. And so that's true too when we face these storms in life. And one of the first things that we go through when we face a storm is the question. I call it the question. It's a question that the disciples ask. Do you care? We're told that they woke Jesus up and they said, do you care? I kind of liken it to prayer. You know, we might say in a prayer, Lord, do you care? Do you care that I'm going through this? This is hard. Well, we can know he cares for a lot of different reasons. One reason is he's in the boat. Now, they obviously invited him into the boat. It was, you know, probably Peter's boat, or maybe it was James and John's boat. They were kind of all in a partnership. But he was their rabbi, and so he had as much right to be in that boat as they did, because they invited him into their lives to be their rabbi, just like we invite Christ into our lives to be our Lord and our Savior. And so because of that, he's in our boat, our metaphorical boat. He's with us the rest of our lives. And we can remind ourselves of the Great Commission, Matthew 28, where the last thing Jesus says to his disciples and also to us is, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. So that's one huge evidence that he cares. And so he was in the boat, but he was asleep. And that was what was probably disturbing the disciples the most, is he was asleep. How could this man who was a carpenter, not even a fisherman, be sleeping when all these fishermen who were skilled at going out on the sea were scared for their lives? They found it disturbing. And so they woke him up. Do you care? Do you care that we're perishing? When we're facing hard times and we're going through illness or whatever it might be, I think that we resist and fight that question all the time. We feel, well, God doesn't really care. He doesn't notice my situation. But no, he does notice our situation. And we have that because of other assurances that we have in our faith. So the second thing that I want to encourage us to do as we're facing a storm, the first thing was just be aware that we do have a faith and that he is with us and he promises never to leave. But the second thing is to cry out to him, to ask for help. Scripture is full of places where it says to cry out to him, to ask, to seek, to knock. We also have that great scripture in Jeremiah 33:3 that says, call unto me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things. So prayer is very important. We know he's with us, but are we praying? Are we asking? Are we seeking his help? Because that's a very important part of activating our faith and moving into a situation where we walk and live in faith. You know, the Bible says we walk by faith, not by sight. And so there's an active role that we play. And I believe that active role begins with asking, seeking, crying out for help. The third thing that I would ask us to remind ourselves of is that God is for us, not against us. The scripture says, if God be for us, who can be against us? And we know that when we go through the storms of life, God is for us. We know that from many places in scripture. I'll just share one. It comes from Romans 8:38-39. For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, or anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. It's essential when we're going through a storm to not doubt God's love for us and to know that nothing is going to separate us from that love as we go through the storm. I find it interesting that the disciples are afraid of the storm. Jesus then wakes up and calms the storm and asks them this question. Why were you so afraid? Do you still have no faith? And then we're told that they were filled with great fear and said to one another, who is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? I get the sense that they are even more afraid of what they observe in Jesus than of the storm itself. And the Bible says perfect love casts out fear. See, Jesus came to tell us that God is love and that nothing can separate us from that love. And the disciples were still learning about God's love. They weren't so sure about God's intentions towards them when they went through the storm. And then when Jesus called the storm, they transferred their fear to Jesus. And they had great fear. And I find that a lot of times people have wrong theology, at least that's the way I see it. Everyone's entitled to their own opinion. You know, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. But I'm here to say that we should never doubt God's love for us, ever. And when we're in a storm, it's a time for us to use our faith and to be a team with God on how we face that storm. It's an opportunity. And not only is it an opportunity to do that, but it's also an opportunity for us to look at our lives, to look at our faith, and to ask ourselves, is there an area of my life that I need to make peace with God? Psalms 46 starts out by saying, "Be still and know that I'm God." When Jesus calmed the storm, he commanded it to be still. He commanded it to have peace. Sometimes we need to, as we face a storm, realize that there's a worse storm going on inside of us. And God has a remedy for that too. It's called the grace and the forgiveness of Jesus Christ. So many people are having inner storms because they don't realize that they are living under condemnation, that they have guilt and fear and things like that, that God wants to eradicate through the grace of Jesus Christ. His forgiveness is just right next to you. It's just right there for you. All we have to do is open our hearts and receive it, and it brings a healing, and it brings a peace, and it brings a stillness. And I know people, and I know you know people. In fact, you yourselves have been through storms, and yet you still had an incredible peace when you went through that storm. And it's because you were at peace with God. So it's very important to make sure you're at peace with God as you're going through a storm, because that's very much a part of being a team with God. You know, James says, look at James, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. And so if you're not near to God, it wasn't God that moved. And so sometimes a storm is an opportunity for us to draw closer to the Lord and to realize, oh, I've drifted off a little bit. And I know God wants to be with me as I face this. And I don't doubt God's love for me for a minute. I know God loves me and will be with me as I go through this. I read a story about Corrie Ten Boom when she was on a plane traveling after the war, and she had been a prisoner in concentration camps in Nazi Germany because of her and her family helping the Jews in Holland who were being rounded up by Nazi German armies. And she's on this plane, and suddenly the cabin fills with smoke, and everyone's filled with uncertainty, and nobody knows if the plane's going to crash or land safely. So during this time, she has a lot of time with God, and she's considering her own need to be forgiving of others and trying to make peace with God about that. And after the plane lands, a man comes up to her and says, you know, this whole time that the cabin was filling with smoke, I was watching you, and you didn't seem afraid or panicked at all on your face. And she thought about it, and he was right. She wasn't, because of her faith. And so she realized that she did have a strength and a peace that was going on, and she shared her faith with this man. And I think that's a powerful story, to realize that, yes, we're on a journey. We're not perfect. We're growing like everybody else. But his strength is with us. And there is a gift of peace that we can have and we can share with others because of our faith. So I want to encourage you, if you're going through a storm right now, to just know that God is with you. Know that the scriptures ask us and tell us to cry out to him and to seek his help. Know that nothing can separate you from his love, and that he loves you just as you are right now in the midst of your storm. And as we face our storms, let's make sure that we have peace with God in all of our relationships and in our relationship with him. And then let's place our faith in God that he can be with us as we go through this storm. And he will be with us, and we need not be afraid. So I want to encourage you as you face your storms to know that God is with you and that God loves you and that he wants to give you his peace. Amen.